Welcome to the Williams Neekin YB Hurtin phone conference line.
I know that I can get my diabetes back under total control again by being involved in this program and the support that's here every morning, and just get my health back to where it needs to be physically, mentally, and get a lot of the stress out of my life and head on down the road.
Good.
Knowing by doing that I'm not going to necessarily, you know, diseases and illnesses don't come on overnight. They come over times of our lives, you know.
Yeah.
Times from pretty much the day we're born to whatever, so I don't expect immediate results of, well, today I'm totally off diabetes and now I'm down to 200 pounds and whatever. I understand that it's a process, but the big thing is to be on the right track. Okay, it's 7 o'clock. Who else has joined us this morning?
Hey, good morning, Mrs. Ruth.
Hello, good morning, Ruth.
And this is Nancy.
Nancy. Good morning, and thank you for your wonderful call.
And this is Margaret.
Yesterday was great. Good morning, Margaret, Tennessee. And for all those of you out there on the landlines that are not hooked up to the WebEx, we'd like to welcome you to the particular call this morning. This is Friday, June the 29th. Another month has come and gone, and when we get back on the call on Monday, it will be a new month, and a new bunch of ideas are going to come from those people on the call. So I'm real excited about this month wrapping up and the new month coming up and where we can... Celebrate our independence on the 4th of July in this wonderful country, and even though certain things happened yesterday that I might not agree with, I need to move forward and do the things that I can do to change those type of situations. So anyhow, our call is always about a health style. It's a mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices, becoming more mind and body fit. And before we got started the call this morning, Joan and I was talking about that, and I think that's so true. I believe most of us are on this call for that main mission and to better understanding certain things about food and body fitness and mental health and a lot of things. And that's the reason the call is important, and that's why this support group, and I really believe it is a support group and supporting each other in our goal and coming up with little nuggets, and that's kind of why I'm excited about the call. And I've noticed that since I've been on the call again that my lifestyle has changed. My health is getting better, and I'm excited about that. So what I do on Fridays, is I try to go real quick and get a review on what we talked about during the week. So that way, if anybody has any particular reasons that they hear something that I mentioned, or you're a host and I haven't mentioned that you think might be pretty important to what you said please feel free to speak up. But if you hear something, you can always go to www.allswell.org, and you can look up the particular day and plug in and re-listen to the entire call so that you can get that pretty much more information. So here we go. On Monday, June the 25th, a wonderful week for us. Ruth started out the program, and she talked about, as she does almost every time, and the important factor, I believe, that one of the things that Ruth totally believes in, and that's journaling and understanding journaling and how it's so important to us. And if we... We need to listen to our bodies, and if we don't journal and know exactly what's going in our mouth or how we feel about certain things or doing our exercise and those 10 steps that we have in the program, that if we do journal, then we have a better way of understanding exactly how we feel. And if sometimes we have a bad day or whatever, we can write down the food we eat and possibly the food. And we can start eliminating certain things, but we can get our exercise and drinking water and having the proper meals and everything else. She talked about fasting once a week. And I know that there has been a lot of questions about fasting and cleansing and detoxifying. And fasting has been around with us for uh, uh, ever since biblical times and maybe even before that. And the simple fact is that there are different all kinds of ways of fasting. And I'll talk about that a little bit more today. But we need to listen to our body. She talked about how the people do fast basically live longer. And I know that's, I've done some research on that, and that's quite true, that actually fasting elevates human growth hormones in our body. And fasting pretty well much just allows our body to kind of slow down and do the things that it was designed to do. That cleans toxins, of course, in our body. We have feel better energy. It allows our body to catch up with doing what it has, like I said, it is supposed to do, particularly the liver. And the liver is one of the main organs within our body that really helps and gets rid of a lot of the toxins. But in my message today is I'm going to be talking about detoxifying your body with the guidelines of a Dr. Blaylock. It allows us also that when we come off a fast or whatever to introduce food to our body, and that's kind of important. Particularly we might be introducing something that might not be make us feel a little funny or whatever, we need to understand that. Prepare to fast. Get your mind prepared for it. Have a regular day to fast, she talked about. And Ruth is going to do her fasting, and when she does, she's going to prepare by taking liver support, drinking water, and green enzymes in regards to her fast. On Tuesday the 26th, Karen Eastwood and Donna were our host and co-host. And, of course, that's Terrific Tuesday, and that's the day that we kind of all talk about, share how our last week went, how we're feeling. Ruth talked about a chewing gum called Spry, which has a xylitol, I think is how that's pronounced, sweetener in it. And doggone it, she talked me into going on the Internet with just her idea and the benefit of that particular product and purchasing it particularly for myself. She also talked about sharing the products with other people and to duplicate, because we are in, most of us in Neekin distributors, and we do personally believe in our products. Neekin, she also mentioned that Neekin helps people to become better people. So Karen talked about her emergency this last year. We have talked about preparedness somewhat on this program, which I certainly appreciate. In the last year, her town got snowed in for a week and nobody could actually move around, but she was very thankful in regards to being prepared for the particular emergency type situations, which I know her faith totally believes in, and I think that preparedness is also very important in regards to that also. Donna Pock talked about the greenzymes and how it was a lot of nutrients add in it and good for the body. We talked about immunity supports for body has, and the 14 different mushrooms, she says, are very also important to the body. Also, Karen talked about an email that her daughter puts out in regards to preparedness, and for those that wanted to, all they had to do was send her an email, and she would fire that link back to us, which I did, and I very much appreciated the information that was on, I believe it's her daughter's newsletter. Wednesday, Mary Lou talked about coconut oil and its importance in Alzheimer's disease and a lot of other diseases, that there's understanding now that coconut oil has some very beneficial effects for our body. And one thing I've always noticed that, I don't know if any of you ever watched the program on TV called Survival, but I'm kind of addicted to it a little bit, and if I can't see it, I definitely record it. But the simple fact, one thing I do notice that most of it's always in the tropics, and one of the foods that they always give people to start out with is coconuts. In other words, wherever they are, there's always coconuts available, and they usually end up cracking the coconut and drinking the water out of the coconut, which I found has been very helpful, and also they eat coconut. And I was always wondering why that was the first food they always started out with until they earned certain things. But understanding now that looking at a lot of the other types of ethnic groups, that those people that were in those kind of tropical conditions or other people, or the Philippines that lived on, that had a lot of coconut available, that they were all in pretty good shape, and until they were introduced, of course, to a Western diet. She's still pulling therapy, which she's going to discuss, I believe, this coming week, next Wednesday, more about that, and oil pulling and swishing, and was excited about that. That's about all the notes I had because there was so much good information. I got myself involved in conversation, and I found out I can't do two things. I can't talk and take notes at the same time. So, Mary Lou, if you're on the program and I miss something, or speak up. Thirsty Nancy from Texas hosted one of our calls, which we all very much appreciated. She is very much interested in nutrition over the years. We saw a video about Parkinson's by Dr. Wheel and how that glucathione, I believe, was intravenously injected into this individual, and some good things happened. Parkinson's people have a low level of glucathione, and there are even suppositories with it that are beneficial. Alpha lipoic acid is very important, and Dr. Breelock even talks about glucathione, also Dr. Hyman, and we had quite a good discussion in regards to that particular day with individuals speaking up. And she talked about 9 basic tips. I didn't get them all down, but sulfuric acid types foods are very important. Protein, exercise, supplements are very important. Talked about folics, B6 and the B12 are important, but there was 9 points, and I didn't really get all of them down on paper. Joan mentioned that toxin inhibits enzymes. That was the 3 words that she wanted us always to remember. And I find that to be true, too, in some of my research. It is produced in the body naturally, glucathione is, and if the toxins are overpowered, then there is war going on in our bodies, and I will discuss that a little bit more today also. There are all kinds of environmental toxins. They're bad, and we need to keep up our liver to keep up and support the liver so they can help keep us clean and do the things that it need to do. Also, the certain genes are important in our body. Kathleen Anderson came on the call, and she talked about the results that she is having with her husband, amino acid and the glucathione, and talked about how husband was also involved in some higher, the CoQ10, and that his condition is getting better. And Donna is dowsing. One of the things that she does to attest to Fred and herself in regards to nutrients, and she uses a program called Dowsing, which I'm sure we'll learn more about. Does anybody have any comments or anything last week that you happened to feel was a very good nugget for you and yourself? On Fridays,
Monty?
I get the yak, and then, just...
Monty?
Yes?
This is Juice. I'm going to star 5 to mute everyone, so whoever wants to speak will need to star 6 to be able to speak, okay?
That's fine.
Good deal. All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing star 6.
One of the things I'm going to talk about today is pretty much detoxifying our body and the ways that basically it started. And like when I said, fasting is one way of doing it. That's one way of detoxifying. People fast for different reasons. One of them could be religious reasons. One of them could be for protesting. We know Gandhi was very good at, he did an awful lot of his protesting was done through fast. People fast because of medication purposes. I know that when I go to see my doctor, he wants to make sure in the morning that I don't have anything to eat, because being a diabetic, that the fasting is good so that he can get a true reading of regards to my blood and my A1C. There's other types of reasons people medicate for medication. Cleansing is done in a lot of different type of ways. There's different formulas out there. When we talked about cleansing earlier in the program this week, Mary Lou had, Ruth, had, if we had some kind of a, I think it was a broth that people do. Other people cleanse and have different ways of cleansing, and there are gobs and gobs of ways and ideas and out there in ways of cleansing. The main thing about is I think the reason most of us do it, and one of the main reasons, that's to detoxify our body. And, of course, Ruth and Mary Lou have got me on the Blaylock Wellness Report, which I find is very informational for me and helps me in a lot of situations. So today I'm going to use one of Dr. Blaylock's wellness reports. It's over 6 years old, but the whole point of it is that detoxifying our body is very important. It's something we need to think about. And I'm going to read the first. Basically, there's, you know, that we can measure up, you can take to detoxify. You know, if you went to your doctor and said to your doctor, doctor, what would you recommend for me how to detoxify my body? In most cases, and I'm not putting doctors down in any particular way, but most of them don't really kind of understand it, and I can understand why, is because most of the things they give us are chemicals in regards to pills to take, and of course, even through medication that can also be very toxic to a body. But he says, in the first paragraph here, he says, your grandmother may have understood the importance of detoxification better than your doctor. In her day, at the end of every winter, just when the first green shoots and leaves appeared, she would brew up a big batch of what she used to call the spring tonic and pour it down everyone's throat. And the ingredients and the recipes for spring tonic varied, but the intent was always the same, and that was to clean the blood and liver of toxins and built up over the winter. And I kind of thought to myself when I heard that is, by living on a farm here most of my life and having horses and cattle and whatever, always noticed that during the winter we end up feeding dry hay and kind of, because there's no, the grass really isn't growing here in the Pacific Northwest during the winter, so you try to keep them off the fields for some of them get a little wet sometimes and in the lowlands, and they'll dig them up pretty easy, but, and the same way with the horses. And then I noticed that when spring comes, the first time you put the animals out to good old green shoots and green pasture and whatever, that they develop a, I'll call it a scooty situation, and I'm sure that has to do with the introduction of those new, all those different enzymes and everything else that are in the grass and those green shoots. And I know horses in particular, you don't want to get them around a lot of green grass all the time because they, bad things happen. But I kind of believe that's just another little way of that those animals themselves basically cleanse. The body protects itself, of course, by many means, starting with physical barriers, and we all know that that's through the skin and through the immune system. Also by means of detoxification, which involves chemicals, and through detoxification that makes them less harmful so they can be easily removed from our body. So what that says is that our body has certain ways that it has been designed to understanding when certain toxins get into it, that it fights within, it's kind of that war that Joan was talking about, and it does the things that it needs to do to get rid of them. Of course, you know, back in the old days, they didn't have a lot of the things that we have today in regards to the industry and technology and things we have and the foods that we eat, and understanding back in those days, they ate pretty well much all whole foods and beef that wasn't injected with growth hormones and antibiotics and whatever. And that's why the food was so important, I think, to those people. And that's why I think sometimes, I know in my family, on my father's side, the longevity is usually in the 90s. My mother's mother lived to be 90-some years of age. Her father died at 50-some years of age with a massive heart attack. But I believe that the way that they lived their lives in those particular days, they didn't have the toxins and the chemicals that we have today that we basically ingest in our body. Just because we have become an industry and technology, you know, it's just like when we stop and think about cell phones and all those kind of things, and what are the things that we now utilize in our lives in regards to chemicals of plastics and all those type of things. For example, there are 34,000 pesticides and herbicides that are registered with the Environmental Protection Agency, as well as 65,000 other chemicals. Each year, and this is the main thing that I was kind of amazed at, that each year over 10,000 chemicals are being synthesized by industry and added to over the 1 million already in existence. So when it comes to chemicals and what they're putting in our food to make them grow faster and not be infested by insecticides and or insects and that kind of stuff, that we're getting an awful lot of chemicals that are going on. And when those chemicals go on the plants, and the farmer puts it on the plants for certain things to happen to those crops, you know, Ruth talked about where she lived in Yakima and all the, I think she said she lived by a fruit, orchard, and that all the stuff that went on, and well, unfortunately, all these things and pesticides that we get in our bodies, some of them we can get rid of real quick. Others stay within our body, and they won't get out of our body because they're fat. They get into the fat cells. Fat cells are very place where they store and in cells, and sometimes we get chemicals in our body that never ever leave our body, and they actually get into the bone, and we have them for sometimes for the rest of our life. Like I said, there's basically we pick up environmental toxins through our lungs, breathing toxic air, absorption from the gastrointestinal tract, mainly from foods, and I'll talk about that a little later. We get it, of course, through the skin by direct contact, and we know that. You know, like Nikin has its shower head that gets rid of all the chlorine and things like that, because I know when we put, whether it's a cream or a lotion or anything we put on our skin, that our skin basically absorbs it. That goes into our body, and that's one of the ways that a lot of things, people pick up certain things, is just particularly through the skin. Even the blood vessels of the placenta. Transfer from mother to her baby. I think we're finding out now that even when children are born, that they have over 240-some chemicals and insecticides and pesticides and different things within their bodies, even the day that they're born. So here again, like I happened to mention to Joan this morning that there earlier, is that even when we're born, we have certain things in our bodies that take the, some of the reasons we have the diseases that we do is because of that, those particular points. You know, in the bloodstream, the body attempts to bind the toxin to one of the proteins in the blood. But toxins are very, very bad. Some of them are free-floating, and when they get in their blood, what the bloodstream tries to do is it tries to pick up some of the toxins and connect it to protein, and that way they can get it and flush it through our body. But free-floating chemicals that remain can pose the greatest danger to the body and its organs because they have access to every cell in the body. And that's one of the things I wanted to stress today, that every cell, and every time we pick up a toxin or whatever, it goes through our cells, through our blood, and sometimes it gets stored in there. And if we don't do certain things to get rid of those by either cleansing, fasting, utilizing the different natural supplements and that kind of stuff to help get rid of it, then it's very important. But a great enough to build and accumulate in certain areas of the bodies. They're especially dangerous since it can be gradually bind, build up to very high levels. And I'm going to use, for example, in here he uses mercury. Mercury tends to enter cells having a lot of fat. So I know you all out there know that we all have fat in our body, no matter how skinny we can be or whatever. And the biggest organ in our body that is very beneficial, and I've always talked about it, and that is our brain. Our brain basically consists of 60 to 70% of fat, and that's why the mercury, as an example, is one that can really create problems because it is stored in the fat cells. Most herbicides and pesticides and fungicides accumulate in fatty tissues, like I've said. Fluoride is an example, which a lot of us try to avoid because of our aqua, our waterfall and our water bottle, and things like that. If you are living in a city and they put fluoride into your system, but it also builds up in the brain, the thyroid, and the bones. And once in these storage sites, they can remain for decades or, like I said earlier, even at a lifetime. Several studies that he talks about here have been shown that the average person, no matter where that person lives, even in the Arctic regions, has 40 or 75 organic chemical residues located in fat tissue and of course, in fat tissue. Unlike toxins produced by the body, these chemicals are completely foreign to our body. And that's like I say, a lot of the things that we don't have today are grandparents and things they didn't have before. One of the things that's very important, of course, is the liver, and we pretty much talk about the liver, but we need to understand that also cells are very full of toxins, and sometimes our kidneys, once the toxins are converted to water-soluble compounds, they can be eliminated from the body by the kidneys, and the sweat glands of the skin. Of course, as we age, we all know that kidneys, the ability of the kidneys to remove toxins diminish. That's not only because of the natural aging of the kidney cells, but also because they have been exposed to highly concentrated forms of toxins. And you can see there on the screen, for those of you that, whether it's all kinds of things that are in food, from anywhere from MSG and all different kinds of chemicals that are still in the foods, and that's why we need to try to eat as much organic-type foods that we possibly can to avoid that. In this modern age, people sweat a lot less. Sweating is one of the ways of also getting rid of toxins, and that we get rid of that through our bodies. You know, it's so easy now. We have air conditioning homes. We jump in an air conditioning car, if we have a job, we probably work in an air conditioning office. As a result, during the hot summer months, people dash from one air conditioning place to another. And I can always remember Grandpa or Grandma coming up out of the garden on a sweaty day, and I mean to tell you, they were wet. Their clothes were wet. The hat my grandma used to wear was wet, and everything else. And I used to think, boy, that's hard work. But now I really realize that by the sweating, the way that they did, that even the toxins that they had in their time, that was one way of basically getting rid of it. So that's why sometimes sweating is important to our bodies, and we need to remember that. A lot of people, particularly people that have lived in the deep south, they get some pretty humidity type of weather. And I'll never forget the time I went to Houston, Texas, and to a convention, and I walked out the door about 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening, and I felt like somebody had taken a wet towel and slapped it on my face. It was just, the humidity was absolutely terrible. So all that is very, very important. Patients undergoing, certain types of things that we have to do to get rid of the illnesses and diseases within our body, toxins and all that kind of stuff, the things that we have good bacteria in our body and colon, but we take antibiotics and it kills sometimes not only the bad ones but also the good ones, and that's why it's very important to understand that when we do have, we are taking antibiotics and we are creating it. Then the other main thing that we have on a daily basis is that we actually create toxins within our own body, and that's when our cells die. You know, when our cells die, then any toxins that they have in it are released and then get back into the bloodstream. Our colon's very important, you know, in regards to detoxifying our body. If we don't have proper bowel movements and we allow fecal to build up within our bowels, that basically the toxins are there sitting there, not being removed from our body, and that is one of the ways that the colon then redigests those toxins and puts them back into the bloodstream, and we get those toxins again flowing through our body. And of course, we all know that high-fiber diets are important because they offer that fibers will absorb a number of toxins, allowing them to be eliminated in the feces. And I also read here, he talked about how, I can't find the figure here, we're here right off the top of my head that I'm looking for, but it had to do with how much food that we ate, and it had to do with, I think it was 45 tons of food that we eat within our lifetime, and you start adding that up in tonnage, and we really have some problems. That's a lot of food that's being ingested in our bodies, particularly with chemicals and herbicides and pesticides. We all also know in this business that one of the best ways to do that, and that is to have a good, healthy world. We can take care of ourselves, but also we can do that through having a nice home where we have the Nikin products with the air and the water and the sleep system, and our body basically toxifies at night as it goes into a rest mode. And we all know that magnets are very important in regards to, and I'm not a medical doctor and I'm not making this medical claim, but in my opinion, it allows that blood to circulate, and that way it gets it to the kidneys and the liver and other places where it needs to be. So the kind of foods we eat pretty well much have to do whether they're acidic or alkaline, and we're learning all these things. So I'm just really excited about the call, learning all the things that I heard last week on different ways of fasting and toxifying. And here again, when we make certain choices, we have to make those choices. And the only way we can make those choices is, of course, by knowledge and wisdom and hearing what other people are saying, what they're doing. But we always have to remember that it's a choice that we have to make as an individual. and we're one person and one body, and maybe what works for one person doesn't work for another one. Don't accept immediate results. I mean, if you don't, if somebody says, tries something and they get immediate results, it doesn't mean we are. But the whole idea is just to stay on the right path. Your future depends on choices or lack of thereof. And I think that's pretty much the way I'll end what I have to say today. And if there's any anything you'd like to say, just go ahead and star six, and feel free to speak up if you have anything that you'd like to add to the call today.
Monty, I'd like to say that Friday is probably one of my best days of the week because I love to listen to your overview and then, of course, the additional information. I really am inspired by what you said today. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I feel that really every day is an important day, and by golly, whoever hosts the call, and even sometimes when they don't host the call, they just speak up with an idea, you know, or maybe not even on the Webinex, but are on the landline that have an idea. Just feel free to speak up, because what that person might say could be one of the nuggets for another individual that particular day. And I know I repeat this almost every Friday, but that's, you know, the conversation is very good. And it's one of the things I liked about last week is that we had a lot of interaction, a lot of conversation, different ideas that became available to us.
From your talking today, Monty, I have decided to think of fasting as fasting from the toxins that I cannot resist eating. If I'm going to eat those processed foods, then I really ought to include real fasting for physical reasons. I want to say that working as a psychologist in the state hospital, Thorazine is, of course, a terrible toxin, and it's used, you know, and its derivatives are used to treat some specific major mental illnesses, and they always had to worry about the obesity. Obesity gets caused, and then if the person loses weight, they could overdose, and you only need about twice as much of that particular toxin to kill you as you need to have it have an effect on your mental processes. So it was a real risk. I learned that 100 tons of mercury from coal burning in the United States is released into the air. 100 tons. That matters to me because I have a friend who ate tuna fish sandwiches every lunch, four lunches a week for years, and she got poisoned by mercury just from eating canned tuna fish because she ate it so consistently and eventually, you know, got that. One of the things you said that really cleared my mind or connected in my mind had to do with the cell death, which we know our cells do die regularly and get replaced. And I saw over the years, as I looked at that happening to people's bodies over the years when you were talking, I saw that there are waves of toxin attacks that occur in people's lives from cell death and their continued bad eating. So over the years, if you live long enough, the wave of toxins from cell death plus food will result in periods of illnesses coming into somebody's life. You know, for 5 years I never was sick, and then I got sick. How come? Anyway.
Well, that's one of the main reasons, Joan, that food that we eat, you know, and certain types of food, for instance, actually help detoxify the body. That's like oranges and, you know, grapefruit. Grapefruit, when we eat grapefruit, it allows the certain chemicals that go into the liver it helps the liver produce the enzyme that helps get rid of that toxin. But yet, there's other times when, you know, certain medications, the doctor will say, well, you shouldn't have grapefruit. But the things like onions and teas and apples,
yeah,
and most vegetables are very important. Celery, parsley, fruits. It even talks in here about how a Macintosh apple, blueberries, and certain eggplants help basically pretty much set the body up to where that it can actually get rid of the toxins that it needs to do. And we all never heard about the things that Nancy talked about in regards to certain acids and all that kind of stuff. And It's just the certain supplements that are very, very important to our liver support, and how things like lefacin and curcumin, which is basically pretty much Teramic, which I totally take on a daily basis now. And Nancy talked about alpha-lipoic acid, and we talked about milk thistle. Vitamin C, for instance, protects the liver from free radical damage. Magnesium, and one of the things they find, particularly in aged people, that they're not, they don't have the magnesium in their body that they need to do, because it protects the liver from free radicals and inflammation and increases glutathione levels. And we heard a lot of conversation about glutathione levels yesterday and a few other times. So we're on the right track. We're doing the right things, and we just need to keep it up. Also remember that on July the 4th, for those of you that aren't on the WebEx, there will be no call on July the 4th. Ruth has it here on the WebEx, and happy celebration and remembrance of our freedom and our Constitution. And she also talks about we should at least be fasting once a month. Ruth, do you have any other comments you'd like to make in regards to fasting?
Well, it's not. I don't fast once a week. I only fast once a month. I did have a question, and that was, you mentioned air conditioning, and I wanted to see. It sounded like you were going to tell us about, in some way, it's toxin, and I always felt like it was toxic. And so, was there something that I missed there about air conditioning?
No, it was just what I was talking about. But yet, you do bring up a point, and we have to remember that in a lot of types of air conditioning situations, what kind of air conditioning are you utilizing? If you're utilizing an air conditioner, and I saw some people do, like they put it in a window or do whatever, that basically what you're doing is, as you're cooling yourself, you're also drawing all that air that has an environmental toxins basically into your house. Some air conditioning units recycle. I know particularly... So you got that. It's like in cars, you can put a car air conditioning. You know, how many times do we run down the road and in our cars and we have our air conditioning on, or we don't have the air conditioning on? We've got it in what we call the vent positioning, and all the toxins that are coming out of all those exhausts and everything else that we circulate into our cars that we absorb. And there's just a lot of things that basically the whole idea with air conditioning was that we just don't really... we don't sweat. In other words, we always think of sweat as being, we don't like to sweat. We don't like to get our clothes damp or whatever. But, you know, one of the things that I thought about was, you know, and Dr. Blaylock talks about is, why is it when we get sick that we get a fever? We get a fever and sometimes we break into a sweat. The reason we get fever and sweat is that because those bad toxins or viruses or bacterial infections or whatever in our bodies is trying to get out of our body. And that's the reason we have fever and we do sweat, and that is to get rid of things. So, you know, as we go out and we walk or we rebound like you like to do and everything, the sweating is important, very important to our body. But we sometimes want to jump in a... We don't want to do that. We want to jump in the air-conditioning car and and have air conditioning in our homes so we don't sweat. But sweating is one major way of getting rid of toxins. And for those of you that have saunas in your home or have the ability to go to the YMCA or someplace that have a sauna every once in a while, you ought to go get a good sauna, because it certainly helps remove the toxins from our body. And, you know, like we've always discussed, we're here to live, have better longevity and live longer and healthier and do whatever. And so that's why those a lot of things that we have in our bodies and toxins are important to get them out the best way that we possibly can. Even the foods we eat allow those toxins to get rid of our body. So we're on the right track, and we all know about alkaline and acidity, and if we eat a lot of this acid food, that we're going to build up those toxins, and they're going to produce toxins, and that's why we need the good balance of the type of foods we put in our mouth. Anything else anybody has to say? I'm going to get ready. We're getting a little overtime here.
Great call, Monty. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate each and every one of you. Just stay excited and do the things that we know that we need to do.
Thank you very much. That was very good. Very much information.
Good. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Have a great day, everybody. Great weekend.
Stay clean.
There you go.
Thank you, Steve.
Anyway.
And sweat. Okay.
Don't forget to shower, too.
With your Nikon shower head.
You got to realize if you're sweating and you're getting rid of toxins and you don't shower. Or
they go back in.
What does your skin then probably do? It probably reabsorbs those toxins. So we've got to shower.
Oh, gosh. That's why I need to shower. Okay.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
You
love
too.
Y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ruth, what was the name of that gum?
Spry. S as in Sam.
Uh-huh.
P-R-Y.
P-R-Y. And S-P-R- where do you...
I buy it from Vitacost. I've seen it now on the store shelves also. It costs a little more on the store shelves. Vitacost is just... their products are lots of organic products.
Okay, I'll see if Marlene's has it. And it helps how?
Well, the xylitol helps get rid of the bacteria in your mouth. But
okay.
the thing that I was talking about was, well, sometimes I am sitting here and I've eaten, but I feel like sometimes you feel like you want a dessert or something. Well,
pop
a couple of gums in. Pieces of this gum in my mouth and chew it, and I forget all about any dessert or anything. I'm just completely satisfied then.
I need that. Thanks very much. I got everything worked out yesterday with Pat was just walked on water, and so did the other person. So that's got all worked out.
Yeah, she is wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. Gonna let you work. It's gonna be so hard for me on Monday to join. I don't want to miss these. I'm going to have to do something about my phone because I'm going to have to go to another program or something. But
yeah,
anyway.
There are programs that are kind of unlimited and that don't any that much more, I think.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
There's some good phone situations.
Yeah. Okay. You have a good day. I really want to talk with you one day, you know, when we have, you know, comfort or whatever to talk about the Copernican revolution that I think is going to happen and some suggestions for Nikon in terms of, you know, ending up in good shape when that happens.
Copernican, I haven't heard of that.
Well, I made that up. there is going to be an end, and I think we'll live to see it, to the what the medical pharmacy food administration conglomerate is doing, you know, with respect to silencing truth about nutrition. And there's going to be an end. There's going to be, and I think we're going to see it. And anyway, I'm
that is very interesting. Yes, it would be fun to discuss.
You know, because I'd like to have the freedom to just say things that may not be true. You know, I'll let you know which ones those are. You know, without influencing people. I find that sometimes when I say things that are hypotheses on my part, people
mm-hmm.
take them as truth. And
mm-hmm.
you know, often my hypotheses are right, but sometimes they're not. And
I love discussion. I love mastermind.
Yeah.
You know, brainstorming, that type of thing. And,
yeah.
And so what if, and I play, have always taught my kids to play what if. That's a game.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
if.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And that would be fun. Maybe some of the people on this call probably would enjoy doing that. I think it would be better to have it not be recorded.
Yeah, that's what I think. And yeah.
Okay,
see you later. And maybe after
our house is showing probably Sunday, and so it's not going to be this weekend.
Your house is what?
Our house is on the market, and it's going to be showing on Sunday.
Oh, no! Well, thanks for telling me. Well, where are you going to move?
Somewhere on the island, maybe go on a mission, maybe do some more traveling. But we'll still be based on the island.
Oh, Ruth. Well, don't put the spiral garden in then.
I've got enough garden already.
I know where you are. Yeah. Well. Okay. Well, you better not disappear from the earth here.
Well, we're all
except in the
now.
Rapture, you can go in that. But other than that,
thanks.
Okay, we'll talk after the 4th.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Alrighty. See ya. Right. Bye bye.
Alrighty. Bye bye.